and Chicago Blackhawks renew their oldest rivalry tonight here in Detroit as they play the Red Wings for the first of two games in 5 days. And after taking down the NHL's best on Sunday at the United Center, the Hawks will try to do likewise on the Wings, who have been a pretty hot hockey team of late, winning three in a row. Teuvo Teravainen leads a 3-on-2 rush over the Red Wing line, right wing, hit the trailer. Gustafsson to Seabrook, right circle, shoots, he scores! Brett Seabrook with a bomb from the top of the right circle, beats Mrazek cleanly, and with his 13th goal on the season, that's another new career high for Brent Seabrook. It's 1-0 Hawks. Cave put it over the wing line, left circle, moving in, there's a shot from Erhoff, he just missed the net.
Oh, he had him beat, froze him, went wide, and then missed the net. What a great read by Erhoff. What a pass by Jonathan Toews.
I was just going to say, how did Toews even get that pass through? But he hit Erhoff wide open into the left circle. Teravainen strips the puck away. Races up the right wing through center ice to the Detroit blue line. Was caught from behind by Darren Helm, who weds the puck free. Seabrook takes it back along the right boards, then plants Darren Helm with a big shoulder check. Helm goes down. We're going to give Seabrook the hit of the game right there. Gustafsson sent it up the left wing side into the Detroit zone. And Desjardins is pounded with a hit from Erickson. Desjardins got the stick off. He and Erickson dropped the miss. And Desjardins hits it with a left-hand uppercut and another. And Erickson goes down. Erickson got his mitts off. He wants to throw something back at Desjardins, but the linesman have jumped in between. To Keith left point to Seabrook straight away. High slot. Down to Kane. Over to Panarin. He scores! Tic-tac-toe passing. Seabrook from the line to Kane. Bottom of the right circle. Fed it through the top of the crease. And Panarin all alone in the left circle. One timed it past Mrazek. Power play goal. 2-0 Hawks. And Advocator will skate to the wing bench. He hits Seabrook, but Seabrook moves the puck to Kane over the wing line. Left circle, shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane snaps it past Mrazek. Seabrook now with his third point of the game. And the Hawks strike twice on the power play here in the second period and lead the Wings 3-0. To Green out the right point. Put it down to Tatar along the right boards. Back to Green at the line. To Richards at the left point. Moves down and fires. He scores. Former Hawk Brad Richards drove that one right along the ice. It was a good screen in front of Corey Crawford. And with a power play goal, the Red Wings are on the board. Connick holds the puck. Gave it on the half boards to Ladd. To the high slot, Seabrook. To the left point, Key. Fires. Blocked in front. The rebound. Connick fires. Save. Rebound. Score! From the
Andrew
side
Ladd.
Of the Red Wing net, it's Andrew Ladd with a loose puck. He ends up sending it in behind Mrazek. And the Hawks get a 3-goal lead back at 4-1. Welcome back to Chicago, Andrew Ladd. Kane's the other way, through center ice. Crossing the wing line on the right wing, center across left circle. Panarin, should he scores? His second of the night! A no-doubter by Artemi Panarin. He ripped that one from the left circle past Mrazek with Kane assisting. It's now 5-1 Hawks with 5:22 left in the third. Face off to the left of Crawford, won by the Wings. A shot from Nyquist from the top of the right circle. Beats Corey Crawford. They score. 3 seconds left, 2-1. Erhoff's got the puck behind the Hawk net, and the horn sounds, and this one's over. And the Blackhawk fans that are here inside the Joe Louis Arena all on their feet, standing and applauding the Chicago Blackhawks, who came in here tonight in search of a win to try and take control of the Central Division, and they did. They beat the Red Wings 5-2. And on the season, the Blackhawks hit the 40-win mark. Their record now 40, 20, and 5.